AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Western official says Ukraine has used American weapons to strike inside Russia.
President Biden recently signed off on Kyiv's forces using those weapons in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv. Ukraine's second biggest city is just a dozen miles from the Russian border, and Moscow's troops have been attacking from inside their territory. The Western official says Ukraine used the U.S.-provided weapons to strike there recently. The White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said yesterday he could not confirm it.
We're just not in a position on a day-to-day basis of knowing exactly what the Ukrainians are firing at what.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At his federal gun trial in Delaware, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell, testified she discovered her then-husband was using drugs when she found a crack pipe in an ashtray on their porch in 2015, the day after their anniversary. When she confronted him, he acknowledged smoking crack. Prosecutors are trying to show the depths of the president's son's drug problem, which they say was still going on when he filled out a form to buy a gun. In an election year effort to put Republicans on record on reproductive rights issues, Democrats in the Senate are holding a vote to move forward with legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. This is South Dakota Republican John Thune.
And I suspect the exercises in election politics will continue. Look for this to be the summer of show votes here in the United States Senate.
A similar vote on ensuring nationwide access to in vitro fertilization could come as soon as next week. The Israeli military says it has operational control over two areas of central Gaza. In Jerusalem, thousands of mostly ultra-nationalist Israelis marched through a sensitive Palestinian area of the city, with some stoking already surging wartime tensions by chanting, "Death to Arabs." This is AP News. A top EU court says McDonald's lost its Big Mac trademark.
The court found the U.S. giant failed to prove that it was genuinely using the Big Mac name over a five-year period for chicken sandwiches and poultry products. The Big Mac's a hamburger made of two beef patties, cheese, lettuce, onions, pickles, and Big Mac sauce, invented in 1968 by a Pennsylvania franchisee who thought the company needed the sandwich appealing to adults. The decision knows about more than burger names. The dispute erupted after Galway-based Supermax started eyeing up European expansion plans and applied to register its company name in the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's birth rate fell to a new low for the eighth straight year in 2023. A government official in Japan described the situation as critical. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.